argument, Sarmiento v. Holder. Ms. Shepard, sorry.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Counsel. My name is Shannon Shepard, and I'm here today on behalf of the petitioners, Leonida and Romeo Sarmiento. This is an immigration case that brings forth a legal question to this Court. Therefore, this Court's review of this issue should be de novo. The legal question here is whether a denial on a motion to reconsider before the Board of Immigration Appeals constitutes a final order such that a motion to reopen could then be filed in the same case. Now, the Immigration and Nationality Act, or INA, does not specifically define what it means by final order in that section of the statute, but it does give the alien the right to file one motion to reopen and one motion to reconsider. The motion to reopen is not limited by the prior filing of a motion to reconsider, and the order of when those motions must be filed is not specified. In fact, within this statute, motions to reconsider are actually listed first at subsection C6, and then motions to reopen are discussed at subsection C7. If a motion to reconsider, then, could be filed within 30 days of the denial of a motion to reopen, the reverse has to be true as well. A motion to reopen could be filed within 90 days after a motion to reconsider was denied. There's nothing in the statute that suggests that those two scenarios should turn out differently. Another reason that the motion to reconsider should be considered as a final order is that when a motion to reconsider is properly filed, the Board of Immigration Appeals is required to adjudicate it. And this court, or all the circuit courts, have jurisdiction to independently review the BIA's decision on that motion to reconsider. So it would have to be considered a final order.
Excuse me for interrupting, but doesn't the statute say final administrative order of removal? Doesn't it specify that it has to be filed within that time from an order of removal?
Yes, Your Honor, the statute says the final order in the proceeding sought to be reopened. So when one files either a motion to reconsider or a motion to reopen, you're seeking to reopen the underlying proceedings. But even if, for example, the motion to reopen was filed first and then a motion to reconsider, the motion to reconsider really is seeking reopening of the entire proceedings and not just the previous motion.
Well, actually, no. A motion to reconsider doesn't admit new evidence.
That's correct, Your Honor, but it is seeking reconsideration of the prior decision, whether it was a decision on a motion or in the underlying proceedings.
But on the same record, a motion to reopen asks for the opportunity to present new evidence and new issues and so forth. So it's qualitatively different from a motion to reconsider. And the concept of finality here is different than the concept of finality for purposes of appeal. We're talking about something very different here.
Well, Your Honor, I understand what your question is. The fact, though, that the BIA or the Board of Immigration Appeals has to adjudicate a motion to reconsider and that this court has jurisdiction to review a denied motion to reconsider suggests that it's also a final order, although the two motions are trying to do different things.
Right. We're not talking about whether the denial of the motion to reconsider is a final order for purposes of appeal. That's a separate issue. That's what I'm driving at by my question. That's just off the table here. We're talking about when the clock starts running on a motion to reopen. And if what you're seeking to reopen is the merits decision on removal, you've got to file within 90 days of that decision. I think that's the import of the statute, and that's certainly the way that the regulations interpret it, because the regulations make it clear that the focus is on the administrative decision that the alien is seeking to reopen. Your 90-day clock starts running from that date if that's the order that you want reopened. So, in other words, if you want the removal order reopened, well, you've got 90 days from that order within which to file.
Yes, Your Honor, but a motion to reopen, as you said, is seeking to present new evidence or seek for relief that was previously unavailable. So even though it's seeking to reopen the underlying proceedings, it's really irrelevant whether that's after a motion to reconsider or after the initial decision of
the
BIA.
Well, it's irrelevant in the further sense. Why should the denial of a motion to reconsider affect whatever deadlines there are for reopening?
Well, our argument, Your Honor, is that it shouldn't, that at the final decision in a motion to reconsider, that you would then have 90 days to
no, but
reopen
that's what
that
I don't
case.
Understand. What is it about a denial of reconsideration that justifies extension of the whatever deadline there is for reopening? Because you're not reopening the this is Judge Sykes' point. You're not reopening the reconsideration proceeding.
Well, if the motion to reconsider were granted, Your Honor, you would still not be reopening the motion to reopen. You'd be reopening the underlying proceedings, but that's also eligible to be filed after a decision on a motion to reopen.
I have no idea what you're saying. My point is, whatever, why should the deadline for reopening be affected by a motion for reconsideration? Why?
Because a
why
motion...
Should you just why should you be able to delay reopening, the deadline for reopening, by asking for reconsideration and then waiting for the immigration court to take its leisurely course to deciding that motion? It seems completely arbitrary.
Well, because while the motion to reconsider was pending, circumstances may have changed. And the statute does allow for motions to reopen to be filed.
There's a deadline for reopening because circumstances can change.
And within that...
It has nothing to do with filing motions for reconsideration. This would just be... Everyone would file a motion for reconsideration, on your view, just to keep the window of reopening open for however long it takes the immigration court, the board, to... act on the motion to reconsider.
Well, Your Honor, I think the potential for abuse in that situation, though, is mitigated by the fact that a stay of removal is not automatic when you file a motion to reconsider or reopen. So it does prevent aliens from filing frivolous motions in order to prolong their stay in the United States.
Why does it prevent that?
Because their removal isn't specifically stayed on filing either a motion to reopen or a motion to reconsider.
There's no reason that should deter the filing of the frivolous petition.
Well, it would, Your Honor, because
if they don't remove you, on your view, the frivolous petition gives you another deadline for reopening.
It's not another deadline, Your Honor. If there were no motion to reconsider filed, then in that case, the clock would start running at the 90 days.
Right, and if you file a frivolous petition, you get a lot of additional time.
Well, in the case of a frivolous petition, though, Your Honor, the alien would be barred from relief. So I think that the concern is...
Is filing a frivolous petition for reconsideration... Does that somehow block your ability to file for reopening?
No, because if...
So then what's the sanction? What's the deterrent to filing frivolous petitions for reconsideration?
Well, the filing a frivolous petition, Your Honor, would bar the alien from immigration relief.
Why?
It's within the Immigration and Nationality Act. The discretionary factors on adjustment of status or granting other forms of relief such as asylum, there are penalties for frivolous filings that are meant to deter these concerns.
Petition for reconsideration.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
What is the penalty for filing a frivolous petition for reconsideration?
Well, the court would deny the relief request.
That's not a sanction. That's just denial of relief. That's not punishment.
And then the alien would have no other avenue of
why, under your view,
status.
under your view, he still has reopening, which is extended by filing a frivolous petition for reconsideration, you think.
But I'm not arguing that a frivolous petition for reconsideration would be a means of tolling the time so that you could file a motion to reopen. That our position is that a motion to reconsider is a specific adjudicative process that the BIA must go through. Therefore, it's a final order.
They deny it. They say this is frivolous. So do you still have your 90 days from when they dismiss a frivolous petition for reconsideration?
But we're...
Do they or don't they? Do you or don't you? You still have 90 days.
I'm not sure, Your Honor. I suppose it would be up to the discretion of the Board of Immigration Appeals. I can see that my time is up.
Thank you,
Ms.
Shepherd. Ms. Wong?
May it please the Court, my name is Sue Wong, and I represent the U.S. Attorney General. Your Honor, in this particular case, the 90 days start to run when the Board of Immigration Appeals deny the direct appeal from the immigration judge, which was on June 29, 2010. And therefore, the petitioner's motion to reopen, which was filed on March 18, 2011, was well over the 90-day statutory period.
Does she have any remedy open to her at this stage? Because it does seem, since her status has really changed.
Well, Your Honor, as the court may be aware, there the DHS, in conjunction with the Department of Justice, are exercising prosecutorial discretion in certain cases, such as this one. And the Office of the Chief Counsel at DHS indicated that this is a low-priority case, which means that the petitioners are not in imminent danger of being removed. So there are remedies here. The petitioners could ask for a joint motion to reopen with the DHS. And with that, the case can be reopened, and they still would have
a remedy. So DHS could waive the 90 days, is that?
If it's a joint motion to reopen, Your Honor, there's no time, no deadline.
Okay.
And again, this is up to the discretion of the DHS and not the Department of Justice. So, we just want to clarify that this is a motion to reopen, so the standard review is an abuse of discretion.
We have a legal issue about the interpretation of the statute.
Right. The legal issue underlying the interpretation is de novo, but then the ultimate standard review is an abuse of discretion, whether their interpretation was arbitrary or capricious. The Board of Immigration Appeals' interpretation of immigration law should be given deference, and also the way the Board interpret this particular statute in conjunction with the regulation is a reasonable interpretation. We also note that petitioners argue what the final administrative decision really means, but the ACFR 1003.2C2 specifically then goes on to say to reopen the final administrative decision that was rendered in the proceedings to be reopened. And therefore, the proceedings to be reopened would be the actual removal proceedings and not the motion to reconsider. Therefore, the petitioner's argument is erroneous. The 90-day runs from the date the board issued its final administrative decision, which is the direct appeal from the immigration judge. If there are no further questions, the government submit on the brief. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wong. So, Ms. Shepherd, your time had expired, but if you'd like another minute, you may have it.
Thank you. Just briefly, I'd like to address one of the points that the court brought up on the DHS's argument, and that was the question of whether the aliens in this case have any other remedy available to them. And the answer is really no in this case. The prosecutorial discretion that the Department of Homeland Security had mentioned, it would class them as a low priority for removal, but it would not prevent their removal, nor does it lead to adjustment of status. Additionally,
but Ms. Wong says that DHS, if DHS agreed to file a joint motion to reopen with your client, then DHS could then it could be reopened and her status could be adjusted.
That's also true, Your Honor. But then, if the Department of Homeland Security declines to join in our motion, then there really is no other remedy. Thank you very much. We ask that you grant the petition.
To both Ms. Shepard and Ms. Wong. Next.